With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood.
And beyond.
It's Dana's Dirt.
Time for your celebrity news with Dana's Dirt.
Yeah, so Disney is changing Splash Mountain into a Princess and the Frog ride, so it's no longer based on Song of the South. Disney says about the new ride that it speaks to the diversity of the millions of people who visit their parks each year. I know you're a huge fan of Princess and the Frog.
You guys never knew this about me. No. But yeah, no. I love it. This would be great. Every time you get on the ride and off the ride, you get a free beignet.
Wouldn't it be such a tease if there were like just little poofs of like scents as you go through and
of
you get
powdered
to
sugar?
And you get to smell it, but you don't get to eat it.
New Orleans?
That sounds horrible,
what kind
Dana.
Of puffs of scents?
It would be like a soggy beignet at the end. You know?
Some jambalaya and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, that's cool.
NASCAR released a photo yesterday of the news that was found in Bubba Wallace's garage last week, and that I think they said maybe half or a third, I don't know how many, but not all of the garages have a rope there for a door pull, but they're not all tied.
No. Like, I think they said there was 12 and the other 11 didn't look anything like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I immediately went to look. I'm like, well, let me see what all this is about.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's exactly what they said it is. I mean, that's not a normal knot.
No, it's not. Yeah. The good news is that it was some time ago, so it wasn't targeting Bubba. So, so that's a relief. Yeah, but NASA does say, NASCAR, not NASA, NASCAR does say
they're chiming in
that they that they believe the way they reacted was justified.
Right.
Better safe than sorry. Yeah.
Again, it goes back to all those racers behind that man.
It really does.
It goes back to that.
Right, right. Them all coming together. The Kentucky Derby is going to be run. It's going to happen on Saturday, September 5th, and there will be fans there. Of course, there will be restrictions with venue capacities and things like that, and people being encouraged to, you know, wash their hands and wear their masks and
drink mint juleps and wear big hats.
Big hats.
Absolutely.
Hula hoop sized hats. Keep your distance.
100%.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go. Woo!
Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
Hey, you have some really good advice that you've been holding back on sharing with us.
On all things.
Yeah. We'll take any of it right now. It's Friday. Why not? Here's the phone number if you do. 407-919-1051. Let me explain, because we have got the mosquitoes at our house, and they've never been this bad. In 5 years that we've lived there, they've never been this bad. My son is covered in them. So I went and I Googled, like, what can you do naturally or whatever to help keep away mosquitoes,
right?
Instead of just spraying out chemicals all over you. So I found that if you plant lemongrass or just get some pots of lemongrass and just simply place it around your house, citronella is what's in lemongrass. I never knew this. And people are like, oh, yeah. I'm like, how did I not know, living in Florida my entire life, that lemongrass works to keep away mosquitoes?
Because you're not a planter.
Okay, this is true. I'm definitely not a gardener.
Yes.
There was another one that if you boil garlic cloves in the water, take that water out and just go around and spray the perimeter of your house or whatever it, apparently mosquitoes absolutely hate the smell of that and they'll stay away. So do vampires.
I was going to say, garlic, vampires. All right, where are we getting at?
That stuff really hasn't worked for me. Even the citronella candles.
No.
I mean, my blood must be like...
delicious.
I don't know. The Dom Perignon. Yes.
There she is. Get her.
They find a way.
But, I mean, I went through and I started my home remedy for, and then I started at the very corner of my keyboard and I typed in Q. And, like, all of a sudden it came up for a quiche that won't rise. And, like, I went through every single letter. This is how bored I am when my wife goes out of town.
Wow.
I went through every single. I'm like, there is something for everything, from swollen ankles to fire ants to whatever, lump throat disease.
I used one recently, like with just within the past week or so. I did Google it. It's like, okay, like it, all over my community, there are a ton of ants, mm-hmm. just tons and tons of ants outside. And of course, they start to make their way in. And I don't want someone coming and spraying all the time. Right, I just want to be, and I have dogs, you know? And so vinegar. And it just repels them. It's the most amazing thing.
See?
Standing on my patio watching them like try to skirt it. I'm like, this is great. Have awesome? A little more. Have a little more.
Cocktails for all of you.
Yeah.
All right. So you got some advice, some sort of home remedy when everybody was like, hey, Sue, tell them about the thing that you do with the vinegar. Oh, it helps with ants. It's your thing. You know it. And it works like a charm every time. Share it with us.
Jay and Dana's morning.
You got your smart speaker out in the back patio. You're sitting there. You're listening to us, and next thing you know, you're like, where are all these mosquitoes coming from? How do I get rid of these things? Well, I found out lemongrass works. We're talking about life hacks, things that you know that work that you feel like sharing with us. Elizabeth, what works?
Vitamin B1 for mosquitoes. You take 100 milligrams for like 2 weeks, and then you just take like a little capsule every day. Yeah, I, for some reason, believe me, I've gotten eaten up my whole life, and that works.
There's about to be a run on vitamin B.
There really is. I'm thinking, okay, get your stock now.
I've never heard that before. It's that kind of thing. Like helpful advice that I've never known of. All right, I'm seriously going to try that because they're terrible.
You can do garlic, but then you smell. B1 emits an odor that the mosquitoes smell, but you don't smell.
Ah, nice. Good call. Okay, thanks, Elizabeth.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Lauren, what's your little life hack?
It's 2 parts vinegar to 1 part water for swimmer's ear.
Oh, if you ever get like a little earache from being in the pool too much or whatever?
Yeah, and it helps extract the water.
Lisa, what about you? Got a life hack?
Yes. We have used mouthwash, vanilla, and white vinegar with water and sprayed around the house. They hate the smell of vinegar and the smell of mint, so instead of buying the mint, we use mouthwash. And then they go away in spring.
What goes away? Your relatives?
Is it like everything?
I know, right? No, it's the ants, but if you put water in, it's not too bad. But, we have animals in the house, and we have to be real careful, so.
So mouthwash, vanilla, water, and vinegar. It sounds like a lovely combination.
I'm making that today.
Right?
Yes.
All right.
The other thing someone had told us was pickle juice, but that was horrible.
Yeah, I bet.
That's because of the vinegar.
Yeah. Okay. I like the other one better. Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, you do.
And now, the Morning Mix presents Kid Smarts!
Go ahead and meet our kid today for Kid Smarts.
Hi, my name is Mila. I am 6.5 years old. I live in Winter Garden, and I'm in kindergarten. I'm supposed to be in first grade right now. I like to cook with my dad. I like making cookies with Mama. And I also like making cakes in a mug.
I want cakes in a mug. We got Tracy in Orlando going to be our player for Kid Smarts this morning. All right, Tracy, we just met Mila, our kid this morning. My very first question for Mila is what is the capital of Wisconsin? Does she know that?
No.
What's the answer?
I don't know. That's a really hard question.
It is a hard question. It's Madison is the capital. All right. Try this one, Mila. What color jerseys does Orlando's soccer team wear?
I'm going to say she's going to know that one.
What is it?
That's my favorite color, purple.
Nice job. Shaquille O'Neal is famous what? Painter, basketball player, or author?
I think she'll know that one.
Who's Shaq?
Basketball player.
Yes. Nice job, Mila, for you. Tracy, thanks for playing. Got yourself a $50 gift card to Bonefish Grill.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning. Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
It's a daily dilemma. Whatever's going on in your love life or at work, we can help out. Family, maybe? Some free advice. Good morning. What's going on? What's your dilemma?
Me and my boyfriend have been together for a while. And there's been times where I've gone through his phone and I've seen that he's, like, talked to other girls. And now he makes it so that I can't get on his phone at all. And if I ask him to show me certain things on his phone, he, like, halfway does it. And he claims that it's privacy now and that if I don't trust him, that I shouldn't be with him. But it's just he really goes out of his way to not let me see his phone at all.
Hmm. Funny how he just immediately spun that back on you. Well, then you don't trust me and make her almost out to be the bad person here.
Right.
Yeah. Look, let me tell you something. That man is hiding something.
Yeah.
100% he sounds right. guilty. Because if he can't just, here you go, unlock his phone and just hand it to you and go, have at it. Because you could still go through and delete stuff. But if you're hiding something and he'll only halfway show it to you, like moving it around quickly so you can't see, like over here and over here. No, he's hiding something.
It really does sound like he is. I mean, he could show it to her and there'd be nothing there, and he'd say, listen, we have to talk though about, you know, you trusting me.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they certainly have work to do even if he's not doing anything wrong, but it doesn't sound good.
No, it definitely doesn't. And if he, look, man, if you're innocent, I will apologize to your face, but it doesn't sound good.
It doesn't.
Mm-mm, I think you might need to move on, but I could be wrong.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
It's our daily dilemma. He's hiding his phone from her. She's already seen some pictures and stuff on there. Is he cheating? Does she confront him? What does she need to do with this, Martha?
Good morning. Yeah, that doesn't sound good all the way around. No. Yes. I mean, it's just like, if you look at it like from just the perspective of, you know, the trust thing, that doesn't sound good to the point of where he obviously has something to hide. It's right out there at you, showing that he is hiding something from her, and it sounds like a cheater. But just on another spin, I just want to tell there real quickly. This happened to a friend of mine a couple of years ago. They were together for several years, and she thought her husband was cheating, and all the signs were there, same thing. Secretive, like whispered phone calls. Well, he was planning a surprise birthday party for her.
Oh.
So it took a little bit of a different spin, you know, because you have to be careful of like what you accuse people of. So unless it's a birthday all the way around, all the signs are there, and she has to realize what her worth is. And she just needs to have that conversation and sit down with him, because you can't live with a relationship that you think something's wrong, because you're going to be suspicious over everything now that he does.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and if it is her birthday and he's trying to surprise her, the kind of pain you can tell that she's in, no surprise is worth that.
No, come forward and tell her, okay, right. Look, you just ruined your own surprise, but this is what's going on. I promise I'm not cheating.
Absolutely, but it was just such a weird spin, because all of, you know, we all got together, even like the other husbands, they were like, oh my God, what do you know? And then somebody kept saying, but you don't know, but he didn't let some of our friends, was even afraid that somebody was going to slip.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, a best friend should have known to be able to talk her down a little bit.
Absolutely, absolutely. But the thing is obviously there's something wrong in this relationship. I mean, would you trust your significant other if they would never let you see your phone? Absolutely not. So she needs to get out while the getting is good.
There you go. Thanks, Martha.
You're welcome. Bye.
Dave, what do you think about our daily dilemma? The guy that's hiding pictures, is he cheating?
I'm not going to pull any punches. This guy's dirty, man. Come on, you and I know it. I'm just going to say what no one else is willing to say. You need to sit down with him. You need to do... No, you don't. You need to walk away from this guy like, okay, run.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good, man. If he's already been busted with pictures and texts and stuff, and then he just won't hand over his phone, you're hiding something.
Yeah, stop right there and just leave the guy. If he's got pictures of another woman on there, obviously you're not foremost on his mind. One of the nasty pigs that make us men ashamed to be men.
Wow. Thanks, Dave. Have a good morning, man.
Mix 105.1.
Is he cheating? Won't show the phone? Sarah, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I think that she needs to have one of those serious sit-down talks and be like, hey, this is why I want to see your phone. And if you claim that you really have nothing to hide, then, like, I'm willing to let you sort of show it to me and we can look at it together. But if you don't want me to look at every aspect, and if you say that it's a privacy thing, then unfortunately that means I can't trust you if you're not willing to share. But if you want to talk privacy, we can talk privacy. So I really think they need to have like a serious conversation. And if it goes sideways, if the guy is like, no, blah, 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 you're overreacting, yada, 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 I would be like, run, girlfriend, run.
Right.
Because that means he's really, truly hiding something that he knows would end your relationship. So if he's not willing to have that serious sit-down talk about privacy and about the phone, then, yeah, no, move on.
Yeah, there's a lot of red flags already right there.
Just shaking my head.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody's willing to engage in some kind of behavior that's hurting you and they don't care about the hurt, you can get to the bottom and figure out a way to work things out.
Right,
but
sure, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like he's being pretty dismissive. I'm upset with him.
Yes. I don't even know him and, like, hug this girl and be like, don't you worry, girl.
Right, I know. Yes, we need to have her all over tonight and have some wine and sit her down and talk to her.
Mix 105.1.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's going crazy.
And now we're going to share some good news.
Check this out. I love this because it's local and it's awesome for so many people. But as of yesterday, Orlando-based Darden Restaurants, we know them, they brought back 60,000 furloughed employees.
Wow.
As states across the country move into reopening plans, they said about 91% of their dining rooms are open in limited capacity and they need their staff.
Yeah.
So a lot of people got their jobs back.
Cool.
We don't usually have people call in for to share good news for this, but Leslie, you got some good news. Why?
Because after 18 days in the NICU, we finally get to bring our son home today.
Yay! Wow, that is fantastic. Best news I've heard all day.
It's wonderful. We woke up and we found out, and we're just so excited. So it's going to be a great day.
Happy homecoming day.
Absolutely. That nursery is all ready for that brand new baby. Listen, driving home, man, it's like, whoa, you hold onto that steering wheel so tightly driving that baby home for the first time, but it is the best.
I can't wait.
Thank you, Leslie.
You guys have a wonderful weekend, okay?
You too.
You too.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Should I tell you got some good news?
I do. And Dana, you are going to absolutely love this. So Regal Cinema, as we know, is reopening on July 10th. But the question was, what are they going to be screening? Well, get ready, because they are screening some great movies. We have Marvel. They are doing Jurassic Park, Emperor Strikes Back, and even the Lord of the Rings trilogy and Rocky. So I'm like, there is some great movies coming to the big screen, so there is no need to be scared to go back.
I love that.
I'll go see Rocky with you.
I haven't seen it, so I will go with you to see that.
But Dana, holds up,
Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Yeah. I'd see them all.
There you go.
All of the above.
Some good news.
This is a designated good news area. No downers, no frowners, Missy. You hear that?
This is Mix 105.1.